Thanks for joining us on Current State. You're tuned to 90.5 WKAR, and I'm Mark Bayshore. It's no secret that Flint has been ravaged by blight and neglect over the past couple of decades. Hundreds of abandoned homes are scattered across the city. While Flint's problems are pretty daunting when viewed all at once, one former Flint resident has decided to help out by focusing on a single, burned-out, abandoned house. Flint expat Gordon Young has authored a book about his experience of returning to the blighted city called Tear Down, Memoir of a Vanishing City. Growing out of this project, he now heads a crowdfunding campaign to tear down this single abandoned house in a neighborhood on the north side of Flint. He joins us now to tell us more about the project. Welcome back to Current State, Gordon.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Glad to be here.
There are plenty of abandoned homes to choose from in Flint. Why did you pick this particular house on this particular block?
Well, I think a lot of Flint neighborhoods, I'm sad to say, have so many abandoned houses that getting rid of one of them wouldn't make much of a difference. So what I was trying to do was find a block or an area that was otherwise healthy and vibrant and doing well and maybe had one or two abandoned houses, so that if we got rid of that one house, we could stop that neighborhood from maybe declining, because I think we all know that one abandoned house often leads to more, and that brings crime and helps property values get depressed, helps people in the neighborhood give up hope on their neighborhood and maybe leave. So I was searching for a neighborhood that was doing well and just had a small problem with abandonment, and I was going to target that.
And you were hoping to maybe nip something in the bud.
Yeah, definitely, because I've seen my neighborhood. I grew up in a neighborhood called Civic Park, which was housing built for auto workers. And you sort of saw the downward spiral of one house on a block would lead to people moving, and that would lead to more houses being abandoned. And it's really frightening to see how quickly these neighborhoods can go, and I think a lot of people in Michigan have seen this happen. So we really wanted to stop this, and more importantly, the people on this block wanted to stop it, and they sort of spearheaded this effort to get rid of this house.
Tell us a little bit more about this particular house. How long had it been abandoned? How big is it? That kind of thing.
It's a three-bedroom, two-bath house, and these houses were a little newer by Flint standards. This was a neighborhood that was built on the northern edge of the city in the late 60s, early 70s. And so if you're used to kind of traditional houses in Flint, Detroit, it looks a little different. It looks very suburban to me, because I grew up in a house that was built in the 20s. So it's kind of a split-level ranch-style house with brick and some pillars in front. It's not a traditional, like, auto-town house that you'd expect. And it's been vacant for about 2 years. It's kind of hard to tell on these things when the person actually left. It's my understanding that it was an elderly couple that had lived there for many years, and then they passed away, and a family member inherited the house and, for whatever reason, eventually walked away from it. And they walked away from a house that had everything in it from the original owners. So this is not just an empty shell. This is a house with dressers and beds and files.
Oh, my.
It's all still in there. There's been a fire. It's open to the elements. So you've kind of got about 2 feet of household debris on all the floors. It's really a mess. And eventually, there was a tax foreclosure process because the person stopped paying their property tax, and the county land bank now manages it.
And what are you aiming to do? How are you going about saving this house?
Well, what happened is I hunted around for a house on my own. Maybe this is part of my problem in my approach to Flint. I try to do these things on my own at first, and then realized I really need some help in identifying this house that might work for this project. And I contacted the Genesee County Land Bank and told them, here's my idea. First of all, do you think this is crazy? Are you willing to work with me on this? Do you want me to do this? And they said, yes, and we'll help you find this house. And so they had some ideas about which house to use, and they put me in touch with the people on this block. And I talked to them and said, this is my idea. Do you want me to do this? And do you want to work with me on this? And they were excited about the idea. So that's how I ended up with this particular house. The land bank sort of steered me to it. and the residents of the block were really excited about the project and have been a huge help in kind of encouraging me to go forward with it and getting publicity about it and talking to their neighbors about it.
Tell us a little more about the neighborhood, Gordon. Who lives there?
Well, in the late 60s, this was a predominantly white neighborhood, and it is now predominantly African-American. And what's really great about this block is that the people who live there, for the most part, are multi-generational. This is a house maybe their parents purchased, and they grew up in. And when their parents passed away or retired, they live in the house, and they've raised their kids in the house. Mm-hmm. So it's not uncommon to have had three generations live in the houses on this block, Park Belt Drive. And these are neighbors who just, the block is in, I would say, meticulous condition. You drive down the street and you're wondering if you're in Grand Blanc or Flushing or one of the Flint suburbs, because the houses are a little newer and they're just beautiful. The yards are in beautiful condition. This is a group of residents who really care about their neighborhood. They raise their kids there. They grew up on the street, and they really want to preserve it, and they're really adamant about dealing with this particular house.
Flint expat author Gordon Young is our guest. We're talking about his efforts to crowdfund a campaign to tear down a single abandoned house in a neighborhood on Park Belt Drive in the north side of Flint. Gordon, in a previous conversation, you mentioned the emotional reluctance that many people from Flint have toward tearing down a lot of these abandoned houses. Did that come into play here at all? It sounds like your efforts are being welcomed.
Well, I think there is a lot of emotional pushback in certain neighborhoods, because there's a different dynamic in those neighborhoods. My neighborhood of Civic Park, you feel like the neighborhood might disappear if more houses go. And I know there's some people on the old east side of Flint where there's been massive abandonment. And I think people view one more house being demolished as one more step toward almost eliminating the entire neighborhood. It's almost unrecognizable. People go back to their old block and there's nothing left. And I think that causes people to kind of say, maybe we should slow this down. What are we doing? What's our city going to look like? Everything I remember is going to be gone. So I totally understand, because I feel that same thing. I would hate to see my grandmother's house on the east side get demolished. I'd hate to see the house I grew up in Civic Park get demolished. This is a little different, because this neighborhood is in great shape. This isn't a neighborhood that people feel is disappearing and all their memories are being taken from them. This is a neighborhood where every house is occupied and people are out on the street, their kids are playing, they know their neighbors. So in this case, it's really just this one house that they're worried is going to destroy all that. Mm. So that is a little bit different dynamic here.
If this plays out, though, Gordon, I mean, everybody's on board with just a vacant lot there?
Well, the Genesee County Land Bank has an adopt-a-lot program, and so this could be sold. I think they sell it for $1, but basically a neighbor on either side of the lot could control it by paying the property taxes, which in Flint for a vacant lot would be very low. Otherwise, the land bank will take care of it. But yeah, they're more comfortable with a vacant lot and then this house, which is attracting, you know, some squatters and maybe some criminal activity. And Flint has a big arson problem, and the house has burned once already, and it could burn again. So they're really, a vacant lot is a much better option in this case.
Talk to us about the neighborhoods of Flint, if you will, for one second. To what extent, Gordon, do Flint residents share the same goals? Are they generally on the same page, or is there tension between the different parts of the city?
Well, there's a lot of good things happening downtown in Flint. There's a new farmer's market, there are restaurants open, and there's a lot of money flowing into development in downtown. I don't think anyone in Flint begrudges that. I think they would welcome a more vibrant downtown, which looks like it's happening, which is great. I think there is some tension in that people that are out in the neighborhoods, you know, neighborhoods like this one or my old neighborhood, they're kind of saying, look, we've been here for 40 years through all of these things that have happened to Flint, and we've been working to kind of preserve these neighborhoods. And so I think it's not that they don't want money to go to downtown, but I think they're saying, let's make this equal. Let's try and save this neighborhood as well as downtown. And so you know what it's like. It's like Detroit. Flint has severe budget problems, and there's not enough money to go around, basically, under the current system. So anytime you have scarce resources and a lot of people trying to access those resources, there's going to be some tension.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important to note that it's not like people out in the neighborhood saying, downtown shouldn't get any money. But I think they're just saying, we've been trying, we've been working here too for decades. We should try and preserve our neighborhood as well.
Is the crowdfunding effort off to a good start? Are you confident this is going to happen?
Yeah, it's doing really well. We had a great weekend. We've got about $5,800, and our goal is $10,000. That's about the ballpark figure for tearing down a house. And we have 18 days left of fundraising. We had a $1,000 donation over the weekend, which was really fantastic, although we don't need donations that big to make this work. I think we're past the halfway point. I'm pretty confident that we're going to make it.
Very good. Gordon Young is a Flint expat and author. We've been talking about his efforts to crowdfund the demolition of an abandoned house in Flint. Gordon, many thanks. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
That's our show for today. Coming up tomorrow on Current State, we review the results from today's primary elections with Kyle Malin and Bill Ballinger. And for Neighbors in Action, we'll feature the Michigan College Access Network. That and more tomorrow on Current State. Glad you could join us. I'm Mark Bayshore. You've been listening to Current State on WKAR.